Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maaser's Daf Yud Ches and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Ha'imer lechaveiroi, heilach es eisor ze be'estrim te'enim she'evor li, boyer v'oichel. So the person tells his friend, go take, here's the money, and I'm going to go pick for myself 20 figs. So then he could be boyer, he could take one by one and eat them. And he does not have in Maaser. This goes like a beauty that holds that a sale does not obligate you in Maaser. The Mishnah continues, Be'eshkot she'evorli, I'll take this cluster of grapes. Migargi v'oichel, he could take one by one. And he's not having Maaser. Be'ribun she'evorli, I'll take this pomegranate. Poit v'oichel, he takes every piece and he can eat without Maaser. Ba'avatiach she'evorli, in the melon I'll take. Soifus v'oichel, take a small piece on his own and he eats. Aval, if he didn't say just take any 20 you want. He said, I'm taking these specific. The seller tells him, this are the 20 I'm selling to you. Or these two clusters of grapes. Or these two pomegranates. These two melons. Then he can eat normally. He's not having meiser. Because it's considered that he purchased something connected to the ground. When do we say that a purchase may obligate you in Maaser? And according to Abudo, not immediately by the purchase, but when you eat two together, it's Chayav and Maaser, is only when it's not connected, when it's detached. So then, once he eats two, he's considered to be, they created a pile, and he's Chayav and Maaser. But if it's still connected to the ground, it's considered to be that he's the owner of the ground, as if he bought a field. So now he's buying fruits that are connected to the ground. It's not mechav meiser until it doesn't go the regular process of chiyuv meiser, which generally means he brings it into the house. Hasoicher sapoyel liktsois peteinim. Someone hires a worker, told him, I want you to go and cut off and put down the figs. Omoloyam enat she'oichel teinim. He says, you know what, I want a condition. I want to be able to eat the figs. Hu oichel upoter. He can eat the figs and he's poter from meiser. Why is that so? As the Mishnah is going to explain to us. Midoraisa is supposed to eat. Because the din doraisa is that a worker who's working in the field, he's allowed to eat their fruits while he's working. So it's not considered to be a sale. He's working for the Baal Habayis, and he's eating, and he's considered to be like the Baal Habayis itself, because the Baal Habayis is obligated to feed him. But if he said, Al-Manach Shoichal Ani Ubni, me and my son will eat, Oshiyoichal Bni Bischari, or my son will eat, on behalf of my reward, on my behalf of my payment. Hu oichel upotter, when he eats, he's potter because he's allowed to eat. Ubnoi oichel dechayav, but his son, the owner, does not have to feed the son. If he feeds his son, that's considered to be that he's selling it to his son. That's part of his payment. So then the son is chayav in meiser if he eats two together. He says, I'll eat while I am taking off the figs and finishing the melacha, and also after it's done. So b'shasa k'tziyo oichel upotter, during the k'tziyo when he didn't finish yet the job, he's potter because midir rice, so he can eat. La'acha k'tziyo oichel v'chalav she'ein oichel minatoyo. Once the k'tziyo is finished, then the worker is not allowed to eat anymore the fruits. He's allowed to eat only when the process didn't finish, as the Gemara is going to mention. He can eat only when he's finishing the process. But once the process is finished, even though he's still working there, he can't eat. So now if he eats, that's considered to be a sale. Zakla, this is the rule. Ha'oichel min ha'toyro, one who eats because the Torah allows it to eat, potter. V'she'ein ha'oichel min ha'toyro, if he's not, if the Torah doesn't say he has to eat, and he wants to take it, he's chayov, like a buyer, that if he eats two together, he's chayav and meiser. Continues the Mishnah, it says, Haya oise belevosim, he's doing the low-grade figs. Lo yoichel b'bnei sheva, he's not allowed to eat the high-grade figs, he's not working on that. B'bnei sheva, if he's working on the high-grade figs, lo yoichel belevosim, carry from the low-grade figs. But he needs to work on both, on the low grade and the high grade. So he doesn't have to eat when he's working on the low grade. He could say, you know what, I'm going to wait to eat my lunch until I get to the high grade. When I'm going to be working on the higher level fruits, that's what I'm going to eat it. He could stop himself eating before in order to eat the better quality fruits. Two people are exchanging. They both own figs and they exchange with each other because each one wants to eat it. He's putting it there to dry the figs. He put it there to dry the figs. That's why they're changing it. Or one takes to eat, one takes to dry. Chayav, because that's considered to be a sale. They just exchange it and then chayav for the sale. And this goes like a mayor, then any sales chayav and meiser, even if the melacha did not finish. If the exchange is to eat, meaning the process ended, so then you chayav. But if you're doing it, it's still duktsia, still to dry it up, meaning the process did not finish, the sale does not obligate you in meiser. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan migarger achas v'hoylech v'hoychel. You can eat one by one, as we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah. So if he told him you could take 20, and he goes and eats one by one, it's not chayav, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even if he eats the entire tree one by one, he's still not chayav. Omer b'chir barvo, ked Rabbi Yovi, that's what Rabbi did. He ate one by one, and he finished the whole thing this way. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yosi avatiach shesofas boi, a melon that he ate a small piece of it. So then this whole melon is not chayav in maaser. And now, like the Mishnah said, they have to eat only small pieces. Once he took a small piece on its own, the entire melon is potter in maaser, even if he eats the whole thing together going forward. Rabbi Yehuda Abayi, after Rimon Ken, Rabbi Yehuda asked, is this thing that the Braisa says, is that also applied to pomegranate? Because by melon, it's one piece of fruit. But a pomegranate is many small seeds. So maybe if you ate a small part of it, does not point to the whole thing from the maaser according to the Braisa. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Omar la menatcha oichal teinim, talking about regarding a worker where there's a condition. He's going to work, he's going to eat the figs. Lamali al menat, aflu shud al menat, why do you have to say the word, the condition? Even without the condition, it's the same thing. So the Gemara, Avi, Mishem, Shammai, lechen tzricho afilu amal al menat, even though he conditioned the work on this food. So you would think maybe that's considered to be a sale. Chiddush is no, because the Torah says that a worker can eat, the condition doesn't change it. Tamatanina, we learned over there. The worker is working with his hands, now with his legs. Biraglov loy biyodov is working with his legs, now with his hands. I feel like tefoy, or he's just working with his shoulders. Hareza yoichal, then he eats. This is considered to be a worker who could take food and eat. Vitali ken, the Brisa brings, what is the examples? Biyodoy oyged, when he does with his hands, he's making bundles. Biraglov masmich. He holds the wood with his legs not to let it fall. Afilak seifoy toyin. What's ktefoy? He just carries on his shoulder and he doesn't use his hands or his legs, only his shoulder. Rabbeisav Yudo Imer, Achiyase biyodov ubiraglov ubigufoy kedaish. He needs to be that he uses his hands, his legs, and his entire body, like it says by the daish of an animal. Because it says in the Torah that when an animal is doing daish, is stepping on the field, you have to let it eat. And it says by a worker. So you compare the worker to the animal. The same way the animal is working with the entire body, also the worker has to work with his entire body. The animal is using the hands, the legs, and entire body. So also the worker needs to use the entire body. And now the Gemara is daish and the other things that we learn from daish. Daish. Meaning not only when it's mechubar you can eat, but even when it's tolush. The same way you see by the animal, that whatever the animal does, even daish usually when they step on the grain that was detached from the ground, that's what daish is talking about. So you say not only the worker eats when it's connected to the ground, even when it's disconnected, he also can eat. Yotzo, we come to exclude, haminaket b'shum ubeptzolim v'mesamech b'kfonim. So according to Abchad, this is a separate thing. The Gemara is saying right now, I'm learning from Daish. The Daish has to be the end of the Melocha. We're talking about threshing, when the animal goes and finishes the process of the harvesting. Also the Adam needs to finish the process. If he's doing work which is not finishing the process, he's not allowed to eat. So what are you going to exclude? Someone who's Minakish is removing the bad leaves of the Shum of Psalim, of the garlic and onion. He puts reeds in the vines. He clears up the earth beneath the olive trees. All this is not finishing the process. In the middle of the process, on that you're not allowed to eat when you do it. Continues the Gemara if you test someone aleph. Daish. Ma daish miyuchot shegidula minoritz. Of kol shegidula minoritz. It needs to be something growing from the ground. Because that's what the Torah is speaking about. You have to come to exclude hachoylev, someone who milks a cow, famigabin, famichabetz, which is also work with milk to create different types of cheeses, that these are not connected to the ground, and therefore you're not allowed to eat. Daish, ma daish miyuchad dovah shaloi nigmar melachtoi, av kol dovah shaloi nigmar melachtoi. We talk about specifically something that did not finish the process, and the worker is finishing it, as we said before. But if it was already done, the process is already finished, and now there's more work to do to it, That extra work you don't, the poil is not allowed to eat from. Yatzo, according to exclude, haboidil b'torim. Torim, after you stick them together, if he wants to come and split it, that's already after the work is finished. V'amifar b'gregor, similar to do with the figs, you split it. V'ayayim mishikve v'ashemen misher l'ukol. The wine, once it became wine, and the oil already went down to the pit where it becomes oil, and now there's extra process that he wants to do, that's considered to be after Gemara Malacha. Daish, another drasha, ma'daish miyuchot shalibol lezikas ha-maistris. By daish, talking about before the end of the process, there's no obligation in maistris. Afkol dovash shalibol lezikas ha-maistris, anything that did not come to its obligation. Yotzo alash v'amikatef ve'oife. Lash is preparing the dough. Mikatef is when you put some water on the dough in order to make it more bright. And oife means we're baking the dough. All these things are already chayv and chal. So the obligation of the dough is already there. So therefore, once you have the obligation, what needs to come, the matonos you need to do from this food. So then going forward, you're not allowed to eat from it. So we learn many things from daish of an animal regarding a poil. And the one thing that comes from two inyan that we learn is that the poil is allowed to eat only for something that he's finishing the melacha, but it wasn't finished before. If it was already finished, he did it after, he cannot eat. If he's not finishing the melacha when he's doing the work, he can't eat. It needs to be that it's not yet finished the process, and he's the one finishing the process. That's the ideal time. That's when the Torah says that a worker is allowed to take from the food and eat from it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros Daf Yud Ches.